And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggie podcast.
Tom away. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow. On the weekend, I'll admit I'm still recovering from a 40th birthday party.
Ooh, do you cut loose?
Obviously. You have to. I actually specifically cut more loose than I normally would because I thought, well, we've got to relive the days. Like a 40th, it just calls for a little bit extra, you know?
Yeah, and there are less and less reasons to cut loose now because it was, you know, 21st galore, then it was people getting engaged, and then a few heaps and heaps of weddings.
Heaps of weddings.
And then it just really quietens down. You don't get many invites anymore.
But then you just wait for all the divorce parties. They go off too. That's a really good time. But one of the things with being at a house party in your 40s, that things are done a little differently to when I used to have house parties back in the day at mum and dad's, right?
Yeah, you didn't have to hide out the back and sneak the drinks out the backyard.
I don't know what you're referring to there. But also it was kind of like, you would have, you know, maybe some stubbies or whatever. Yeah. But generally, if there were glasses around, there would be plastic cups.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Plastic shot glasses and plastic, you know, it's all plastic, plastic, plastic.
You wouldn't trust any of us with glass.
No, exactly. That should stand for 40-year-olds as well.
Oh, no, what have you done?
So
I blame you.
Well,
without even hearing the story.
You know what? I blame me too. And I was in another room. I heard the smash of glass.
We're not going to blame Jimmy James, are we?
No, although he did drop the, like, they did get pizzas and he took the one of the first slices and he's like, oh, I can't wait for this, and dropped it on someone's foot.
Oh. Good start, Jimmy. Good start.
We're just like, But no, so the thing is, at this 40th, beautiful glassware, you know, people like to have champagne glasses, punch bowl with the matching glasses as well. There was punch there and everything. And then, you know, beer pong was being played, not with actual glass, but with plastic glasses. But a few people drinking the champagne from champagne glasses and also the beautiful punch glasses. Now, one of them has sadly gone off the table. The punch glass that is part of a set.
Oh.
And you can't get that back, mate.
No.
Not only that, but when I was helping to just sweep out on Sunday, those little bits of glass in the garage.
Still there.
That's there forever.
Yeah.
That's there forever. Do not trust any age with glassware.
Are you going to name names? Who broke this glass?
No.
Come on.
I've got an idea of who it was.
Oh, out them.
No, I can't. I can't. But I just need to say, if you were thinking of throwing a party.
Even in your 40s.
Even your 50s, 60s.
Still plastic?
90s, plastic.
Red plastic cups like in the movies?
All the time. The only way you should ever have like an actual champagne glass, a martini glass, something like that, is if there's only two of you and you're sitting down.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It was the AFLW draft last night. So I just want a quick shout out to the new Cats players.
Hey.
AFLW Cats players. The draft was absolutely dominated by the Gold Coast Suns Academy picks. I think they had 8 of those. Richmond had pick number 1, but the Cats have welcomed in 3 new players. Evie Coucher at pick number 11, WA girl. Priya Bowering from Tassie at pick 27. And Renee Morgan, also a Perth girl from South Fremantle at pick number 43.
Welcome
to the Cats.
Welcome.
Very, very exciting time. I love draft time. All those smiles and joy. It's some cool footage too when some names are read out and there's just people piling in and brilliant stuff. But this is a special one close to my heart that I want. Nigel Lappin, Brisbane Lions legend, but we now own him at the Cats because he's been at the Cats for, I think it's 16 or 17 years, as one of the coaches, one of the most beautiful people. If you can find a person to say a bad word about Nigel Lappin, good luck. His daughter, Meg Lappin, was drafted from the Geelong Falcons here to the Brisbane Lions as a father-daughter pick. So I wish Meg all the very best. I can't believe she's old enough to be drafted because I remember when she was about 2 foot tall. But it is so exciting. The Lappin family are a beautiful family who've made Geelong their home now for a long, long time. But Meg is off to the Brisbane Lions, so congratulations and good luck,
Meg. Good on you.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're stressed, we're excited for the last Parent Trap of 2025.
Ma, ma, what's your name? Ma, ma, I'll guess. Ma, ma, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess.
It's my guess. The Parent Trap. If we win it today, and Tom's not here,
it'll be so good.
It'll just be the icing on the cake. This is the game where we guess either your mum or dad's name. And we've got Gary from Kerr Lewis up first. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Lee, Loggy. How are we, guys?
We are very well, thank you, Gary. Now, are we guessing mum or dad's name?
Let's go Mama Bear today, I reckon.
All right, I love it, Gary. We're going to each ask you a question to give us a little hint, and then we're going to have a guess. All right, I'll start off, Log. Is that okay?
Of course,
Thank
darling.
Thank you so much. Gary, at the moment, what's Mum's favourite Netflix, Stan, streaming-type show? What's she into?
Look, I would imagine that Mum doesn't even know what Netflix, Stan, or streaming is.
Okay, so I'm writing down Gardening Australia, because that's my favourite on free-to-air.
Love it. Thank you, Gary.
Okay. Gary, does Mum love flying, or does she hate it?
I'd say she's not. I don't think she's ever done it, so I'd say she's not keen on it.
Not keen. Okay.
No, so I don't reckon she'd be keen.
So we've got not keen on streaming services.
No.
And
no, it just doesn't. No, I'm lucky. She wouldn't.
Yeah.
She just sees free to air, and that's it. Yeah, that's it.
And not keen on flying.
Okay,
either.
Gary, I'm just feeling a vibe right now. Is Mum's name Sandra?
My wife's name is, but not my mum.
When you paused then, Gaz, I thought I had it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Gary, is your mum's name Kerry?
Oh, my God. Oh, Luggy. No.
Gary's messing with us beautifully here right now.
What's your mum's name?
Pat or Patricia. Pat. We'll go with Pat.
Pat.
Oh, we're sorry, Gaz.
Right.
We tried to guess that one.
We did. Stick
Good
around,
work.
Mate. We'll
Good
give you
try.
A. Yeah, we'll give you a prize. No prize for us yet.
No.
Although we have one more opportunity in 2025. We've been told by Tom we're not bringing this game back next year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because he hates the intro.
We've decided to double up today. Kylie from Newcombe's on the line. Morning, Kylie.
Good morning, beautiful people.
What a beautiful little hello. We're guessing Dad's name. Is that correct?
Yes, and I've got a really good feeling you're going to get it.
Okay. All right, Log, do you want me to kick off again?
Or? Yeah, you go.
All right. Okay. Would you describe, just paint a picture for me for Dad's Sunday morning. Is he a mammal, as in a middle-aged man in Lycra, going out for an early type of cycle around the bay or whatever it might be, or is he just sleeping in of a Sunday morning?
He's absolutely sleeping in.
Loves a sleep.
Not sure he could even ride a bike.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. All right, Kylie. On Christmas Day, will Dad help with the cleanup or sit on the couch after lunch?
Sit on the couch after lunch.
Terrible behaviour, men. Be better, is what I will say.
I love Kylie's dad already. Having a good sleep in and just kicking back after a great Christmas lunch.
Okay, let's just set the scene.
All right,
for 2025, we have never guessed a parent's name. We now have two chances. Lingy, you go first.
I'm coming off decent form because I guessed Gary's wife's name, even though that wasn't the point of the game. But Kylie's dad's name is Mick.
Sadly, no.
All right,
oh, my God.
Bring it home
for
us,
Log.
Come on.
To me. Okay. Now, I've decided I'm going with one of the names in the song because I'm just feeling it.
Oh, right.
Kylie, your dad's name is Trevor or Trev.
No, it's not.
We suck. What is it, Kylie?
He's a Russell.
Oh, damn. Well, you know what? What a great way to
wrap
this up.
We're sorry to all of the callers who called in for the Parent Trap over the year.
Trash fire of a year that it's been. That is the only way we could have wrapped it up.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.